Dragons of the Dwarven Depths, The Lost Chronicles, Volume 1. Foreword. Joseph Campbell charts the course of the epic myth as a circle. It begins at the comforts of the hero's home, the top of the circle, if you will, and the call of the adventure. From those safe and familiar surroundings, he sets off, perhaps urged along the way by a helper character, and encounters the threshold of adventure. There, passing the obstacles of the guardians that protect the way, he then crosses into the realms of power. In that wondrous new land, he encounters both more helpers to support him on his journey and tests and adversaries that seek to deter him from the path. He obtains the great prize, sacred marriage, father atonement, apotheosis, or elixir theft. Yet having attained his goal, the hero is only halfway through his true journey. Then comes the flight from the realms of power, the crossing back over the threshold into the mundane world, and like Odysseus of old, the return to home where he started, only to find that either home has changed in his absence, or that his absence has changed him. The journeys of Tanis, Lorana, Flint, Tasselhoff, Raistlin, Caramon, Sturm, and Tika, our heroes of the Lance, began in similar fashion over 20 years ago. They too were motivated to leave their home, forge a path into the mysterious, powerful, and unknown realms, so that they too might gain a great prize, though not without tremendous cost. And they might have come home to a place changed irreparably, as they too were.